end is inevitable. Suffering is a personal choice for everyone. And I'll explain with an example. Let's say you run and you think, it's hard, I can't do it anymore. It's a fact that it's hard for you, and obviously there's no getting away from it. But whether you can do more or not is up to you to decide. So let's dive deep into this topic. Pain is a multifaceted phenomena that manifests in various forms: physical, emotional, and psychological. Physical pain is the body's way of signaling injury or illness, while emotional pain arises from our internal experiences. And finally, psychological pain encompasses mental anguish and distress. Despite its diverse manifestations, pain is the universal aspect of the human experience, serving as a catalyst for growth and transformation. While pain is an inevitable aspect of the human experience, suffering is not. Suffering arises not from the presence of pain itself, but from our response to it, when we resist or deny our pain, clinging to illusions of control or certainty, we amplify our suffering. Similarly, when we become attached to specific outcomes or expectations, we set ourselves up for disappointment. However, it's within our power to choose how we respond to pain. By cultivating mindfulness and self-awareness, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment, allowing them to arise and pass away like clouds in the sky. Through practices such as meditation, and also introspection, we can develop a more compassionate and accepting attitude toward our pain, recognizing it as a natural part of the human experience. Furthermore, by reframing our perspective on pain, we can diminish its power over us. Rather than viewing pain as an enemy to be conquered or avoided, we can see it as a teacher, guiding us toward greater understanding and self-discovery. In doing so, we shift from a mindset of victimhood to one of empowerment, recognizing that we have the agency to choose how we relate to our pain. Embracing pain for growth requires a willingness to lean into discomfort and uncertainty rather than shying away from it. It involves a fundamental shift in perspective from seeing pain as a threat to viewing it as an opportunity for growth and transformation. By adopting this mindset, we can finally unlock the latent potential within our pain, using it as a catalyst for personal evolution. And that's all. If you liked this episode, you can leave us a review, and you can also follow us here or on our Instagram page. I was your host, Ruzan Barumla. Until next time, keep going. Consistency is the key.